left off on Chaf Hey Amid Aleph. One of the participants in the Shia, Rabbi Baum, is sitting Shiva. His son died at a very young age. So he's in the middle of Shiva now. So they asked me to dedicate the Shia tonight in his memory. His name is Menachem David ben Harav Eliyot Tzvi Halevi. Anyone who's interested in going to the Menachem Mobile, we have the address and the directions here. Thursday morning, I think. Yes, this morning was this today. Left off on Chaf Hey Amid Aleph. One of the participants in the Shia, Rabbi Baum, is sitting Shiva. His son died at a very young age. So he's in the middle of Shiva now. So they asked me to dedicate the Shia tonight in his memory. His name is Menachem David ben Harav Eliyot Tzvi Halevi. Anyone who's interested in going to the Menachem Mobile, we have the address and the directions here. Thursday morning, I think. Yes, this morning was this today.
Friday. In fact, some people couldn't make it home for Shabbos because it was so late.
Really?
What was wrong? The young boy?
He was a young man.
He was
30.
38.
We left off in the middle of the Sugya Breira, a very famous topic. So the Gemara quotes as a machlekes hatanaim, where they say yesh breire or ein breire. What does the topic of breire mean? So just to review briefly what we started, we're going to have to polish it up a little bit. There is a din of tanai in the chumash. I can say hareyat mekudesh esli al manas that it stops snowing by chatzos, and if it doesn't stop snowing, hareyat mekudesh esli. So the two alternatives are hein v'lav, either yes kiddushin or no kiddushin. So that's a din of tanai. That's legitimate. That's learned out from the parsha of Bnei Gora Bnei Reuven in the Chumash. It says in the Torah, im yavru unisatem, if the Bnei Gora Bnei Reuven will help fight the war in Eretz Yisrael against the Lamed Aleph Malachim, then they get the chelik in Evra Yarden. And lo yavru, if they don't help fight the war, v'nechazu b'sechachem. If they don't get Evra Yarden, they divide in Eretz Yisrael like all the other shvatim. They don't get what they requested. So the two alternatives are yes or no. So that's a din of tanai. Then the Gemara has the sometimes a different kind of a tanai, where it's a question whether you have the right to learn after Bnei Gora Bnei Reuven. So Bereira is a tanai that doesn't work, that the din of tanai doesn't apply. Bameh manishtana, well, why is it, why doesn't it work? What's wrong with the Bereira? So some Rishonim explained that the both alternatives are yes or yes. So we had this mashal, the first mashal. The first mashal was in the Mishnah. A man is married to two wives, both an older wife and a younger wife, and both wives have the exact same name, Rachel Bas Eliyahu. And he can't afford two wives. For some reason or another, he wants to get rid of one of the wives. He didn't make up his mind yet whether he's going to get rid of the Gedolah, he's going to get rid of the Ketana. So he tells the Sefer Davaila, write again for Rachel Bas Eliyahu. Like they say in Yiddish folklore, that they came to, the husband and the wife came to the Rav, they had a machlokes whom to name the baby. The father wanted to name the baby after his father, the mother wanted to name the baby after her father. So then the Rav asked, well, was your father then came out the same name? So what's the machlokes? No, the father wants it should be named after his father. The mother wants it should be named after her father. So the Rav asked the mother, what did your father do for a living? He was a forger, he used to forge money. And what did your father do for a living? He was a chreis, a horse thief. So he said, Davaila, we're going to name the baby this name. And we'll see. If he turns out to be a horse thief,
we'll know who
your father. So that's like over here. He wants to divorce one of the two wives. He didn't make up his mind yet which one he's going to divorce. So Davaila, they should write the get for Rachel Bas Elio. And then later on, he's going to decide which one he wants to get rid of. So the two alternatives. It's not that it either is a get or is not a get. It is going to be a get. The two alternatives are yes and yes. It's just the shaila. Is it a get for this lishma? Is the get written lishma for this wife, the gdaila, for the ktana? So whenever the two alternatives are yes or yes, is the chalois is going to take effect. It's just, will the nature of the chalois be this direction or that direction? So that's the issue of breira. That's lachar, the issue of breira. That's the question. If you hold Yesh Breiris, so I say Hoover Hadover Lamafreya, the Sefer made a Tanai. The husband told the Sefer write the get Alatanai. So the Sefer wrote the get Lishmo Alatanai. If I'll make up my mind I want to divorce the Ktana, so I say Hoover Hadover Lamafreya, the get was written on behalf of the Ktana. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says it's no good. The Mishnah says in such a case it's no good. So the Gemara says the reason why it's no good is because Ein Breir. The Gemara says because Ein Breir. The Bala Taisis pointed out in the little Taisis, on Chavdal and on the base, Leiza Sheretze, in Shulchan Aruch, they keep on quoting this little Taisis. The Oimari, on Chavdal and on the base. The Oimari, the Filaman, the Sova, the Alma, Yesh Breir, even if you hold in general, Yesh Breir. But over here, by a get lishma, that's not called lishma. That's what you're asking. How is it called a get lishma? Even if you hold yesh breirev, that's that the chaloisk is huva adol my favor. How can you consider that he wrote it lishma? Okay, so that's what Tosha says based on the Gemara. The Gemara has it at one point. The Gemara suggests such a notion that even if you hold yesh breirev, it's not going to help to make the get be considered a ksiv lishma. So the Gemara brings up the whole thing, the whole topic of yesh breirev or ein breirev. So the example, where do you see there's a machlokes hatanoi? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Demai. A man buys, that's on the bottom of Chav Hamad Aleph, the last three lines. We left off in the middle of that Mishnah. A man buys Yayin, Erev Shabbos, late Erev Shabbos, from the Kusim. What's the story with the Kusim? So we discussed last week, the Kusim have the din. The Kusim originally were a non-Jewish nation who were transported to Eretz Yisrael. They came from the city Kusa, which is a city in Chutzlos, and they were transported to Eretz Yisrael, and they continued to worship Avodah Zarah, and they were not Jewish. Then they were being attacked by the lions in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a wild thing, because normally there are no lions in Eretz Yisrael, so the lions came from Asia. So what's going on over here? So they decided, they had this wild notion that it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei HaAretz, and they better convert to Judaism, otherwise they're going to continue to be harassed by the lions. So they converted, but they never had any Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So it says, Elohim ha'yo'ovdim, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So there clearly was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. It was a gear, shalaita halacha. It was garnish meganish. They were going gemur. So the original stage, for sure, they were going. And then Tosis points out that in later generations, there's a swara that machlek is hatanai, maybe shema b'doros achreinim nizgayru. Maybe Shuvn is Gairu with the Kabbalah Salmitzis. So some Tanaim hold that the Kusim were Geri Emes, Shuvn is Gairu in a later generation. They were Kabbalah Salmitzis, they were Nizgairu. The other Tanaim say Mehecha Teisa, where there's no record, there's no historical record, Mehecha Teisa. They never had Kabbalah Salmitzis from the beginning to the end, and they were going Gemur. So we assume that they were Geri Emes, that originally, initially, the initial conversion was Ganesh Vet, because there was no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. But we assume that historically, at some later date, Shuvn is Gairu with a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. But then, at a certain point in the lifetime of Rav Meir, they were Boidik and Hargrizim, and they discovered, the Tanoim discovered, that they were worshipping a Demus Yoina, they were worshipping an idol that was in the shape of a dove. Yeah, peace, the symbol of peace. Yeah. So that was the Avodah Zarah. So they were worshipping this Demus Yoina. So at that time, Rav Meir was Geizer. Rav Meir and all the Tanaim were Geizer. Sheyukah Akum Mechal Debrem. They have a din like Goy. So after the Gzeira of Rav Meir from that time on, it's not Shach to buy wine from the Kusim. The wine is Yayin Akum. Like buying Yayin Nesach, like buying wine from a Goy. That's out of the question. Stam Yayin. Stam Yayin, yeah. Yayin Nesach, strictly speaking, Yayin Nesach means if they actually poured it, Lavoy Dezar, that's an Issa Deraisa to drink it. And this is called Stam Yayin. They're the same. In Yiddish, you call it Yayin Nesach. In Aloha, you call it Stam Yayin. So after the Red Meir made the Gzeira that the Kusim Akakum Lechol Devrayim, so there's nothing to discuss, the Yayin is Stam Yayin. It's not going to help Mafri Zayin Trumas and Mises, it's all Asa. The Medubi here is before the Gzeira. So they have a status of Yisraelim, the Geri Emes. We assume that the Geri Emes, but they didn't observe the Torah Shebal Peh. They were like the Karoim in later generations. They only observed the Torah Shebal Peh. They didn't observe Torah Shebal Peh. So the Pasuk says, Lifnei Yivel Oisitei Mikshol. So how do you translate that Pasuk? So the Pshuta Shel Mikra says, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. That's all. So that's all. And what if I feed you treifus? I'll invite you to my home and I'll give you non-kosher food. Okay. So the Chachamim have a tradition that is also included lifnei yivel, but they don't hold from the tradition of the Chachamim. So they don't believe in Lifnei Iver Kifi Torah Shebaal Peh. They only understand Torah Shebichsav. So as far as they're concerned, they can feed other people treifus. Whatever you all know won't hurt you. You don't know it's treif, it's okay. It's okay. Huh? So they didn't believe in that either. What? Wasting.
It's a fact.
That's Am Ha'aretz. That's where Rashi and Tyson. No. That's a chilek between Am Ha'aretz and the Kusi. The Gemara says in the end of Soita that the Tanoim, at one point in history, the Tanoim made Exere that we shouldn't trust Ami Ha'aretz on Afrashas, Trumas, and Mises, because they took a survey and they found out that although everybody was medactic on Afrashas, Trumas, they were afraid to violate that, but the Maisa they were mezalzel on. Why should they give Maisa? Maisa you give to Shevet Levi that they should sit and learn all the time. So not interested in supporting the Kol. Not Mechuyev. So they didn't give Maisa Rishon to the Levim, they didn't give Maisa Sheni, they didn't give. But Truma Gedola they did give. So that's called Demai. Whatever you buy from an Am Haaretz, you don't have to be Mafrish Truma Gedola because Biodua that was taken care of, that they were 100% the Roma Doctor on that. If he says it's Gemaisa, we're talking to Am Haaretz, tells us that it's Gemaisa. He swears on a Sefer Torah that it's Gemaisa. So we believe him that he took out the Truma Gedola, but we don't believe him, even though he tells us and he swears and everything, we don't believe him as far as the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Sheni. So when we're Mafrish Demai, well, Mafrish believe bracha. Why? Because, and there are many coolest in Hafrash's mind, because Ruba the Ruba of the Am Haaretz, Rob Am Haaretz were Master and Hain. It was only a miut Shein and Master. So the Tanoim made this Gzeire to cover ourselves that we shouldn't fall in.
The whole Shire is
from
the Smeiser. The
Truma
from the
Meiser,
that's the whole
Shire.
The Meiser itself.
Not only the
Truma.
Meiser, they weren't Master. No, if you're not Mafrish Meiser, everything is Tevil. If you're not Mafish Maisa, everything is Tevil. And even if you're Mafish Maisa Rishon, you want Mafish Maisa Oni, it's also Tevil. Even though Maisa Oni is what's Maisa Oni? Maisa Oni is only, if you lead it before Hafrashas Maisa Oni, it's an Issa Tevil. Taisus has 2 days whether there's Maisa B'deshamayim. Taisus and Nivamas has a Sofei. If you have Tevil, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is Tevil. Anything that grows. If it's dog and tirish v'yitzah, the pasuk speaks about ma'isa d'goncha v'sirashcha v'yitzarecha. So min ha-Torah, that's how Rashi and Taisus and they're right. Rav Rav Rishonim hold that the mitzvah of hafroshes trumas and ma'isis only applies min ha-Torah to dog and tirish v'yitzah. Dogon is the chameshes mini dogon, wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt. And tirish is wine, grapes or wine, or grape juice. And yitzar is olives, olive oil. So these are the only three, that's how most of the Rishonim hold. These are the only three things that are chayv. The Rambam has a different sheet, but we don't pass them like the Rambam. We pass them like the Chumash. That you only chayv in dog and tirish for yitzar. That's the only thing that there is. So the din is, let's say if you have, and that's tevel, gomim, and atar. So let's say if you have tevel and you eat it without being mafrish truma gedola. So that's a din of misa b'dei shamayim. What if you already were mafrish truma gedola, you weren't mafrish maisa rishon, there's also misa b'dei shamayim. What if you were already mafrish maisa rishon, you just weren't mafrish maisa oni? Maisa oni is the third year in the 60 you give maisa oni. So if you weren't mafrish truma gedola, we understand why there should be misa b'dei shamayim on the tevel. Because Truma Gedoyla has Misa B'dei Shamayim. If a non-Koyin, if a Zar eats Truma Gedoyla, there's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the fact that you have Tevel that you weren't Mafrish Truma Gedoyla from, that's real Tevel. Because the thing that you're supposed to be Mafrish from it has the Misa B'dei Shamayim. What if you were Mafrish Truma Gedoyla, you weren't yet Mafrish Maisa Rishon. So the Maisa, from the Maisa Rishon, you're supposed to take out Maisa Mina Maisa, which is Truma's Maisa, which is the same as Truma. Truma's Maisa has the same halachas as Truma. And if a czar will eat Trumas Maisa, it will also be Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that we also understand, that if somebody will eat anybody, a czar or a kohen will eat Tevel, from which they already took out the Truma Gedola, but they didn't take out the Maisa Rishon. So there's also Misa B'dei Shamayim on that Tevel. Because when you take out the Maisa Rishon, there's Maisa Mina Maisa to be taken out from that. But what if the case is they took out the Truma Gedola, and they took out the Maisa Rishon, they didn't take out Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is also, Maisa Sheni is the first in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and the fourth year in the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. The third year and the sixth year, instead of Maisa Sheni, is Maisa Rani. So Maisa Sheni is Kodesh, he's supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim in special mitzvahs. So that also we understand. If you have tevel that you took out from Magdoilo and Maisa Rishon and Maisa Mana Maisa, you just didn't take out Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is Kodesh. You're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim, and there's an Issa to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. So we understand there's Misa V'dei Shamayim if you eat that tevel also. But what if it's the third or the sixth year? There is no Maisa Sheni. There's only Maisa Rani. And you already took out the Truma Gdoilo and the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Mana Maisa. You just didn't take out Maisa Rani. What's the whole story of Maiserani? You'll be Mafish Maiserani, give it to the Anim, it's just plain Mominus. Just plain Mominus. And if I'll eat it, if I'll eat the Maiserani instead of giving it to the Anim, so it'll be an Isa Gzela. I won't fulfill the mitzvah of Matnas Anim, it'll be a violation of Gzela. But it won't be any big punishment. It's not Kodesh, and it's not Nisib De Shamayim, and it's not anything. So that's why Tosis has the two opinions, as the Machlek is the Ramam and the Ravid also, about the two opinions in the Tosis and Yivamis. Middle of Yivamis, there's a Tosis. What if you have tevel atovel, a maiser oni is the misa b'dei shamayim anan. That's talking important machlokes, but not for them. Anyway, so there's so over here the din is like this. If you buy from an am ha'aretz, we assume rov am ha'aretz masrim everything. Kol am ha'aretz mafish truma. So that is no question. You can rely on the am ha'aretz. If he tells you it was mafish truma, you can trust him that he took out truma. But when he tells you and he swears on a sefer Torah, he's even mafish maiser rishon, maiser sheni, maiser oni, whatever else, Rov Amihoritz were master and the miut were not. So because of the chashash of the miut, the Tanoim made this, they really made a big machlekes. Because of this miut of Amihoritz, they made a din, you're not allowed to eat anything from an Amoritz. So the Amoritz hated the Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim hated the Amihoritz. They caused a big rift over here.
Even if he testified, even if he told you I gave it?
Swears on a stack of Bibles that he was mafrish, maiserish, and maiserishen, we don't believe him. We don't believe him. Only if he says it on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. If he said, if you get stuck, you have demai on Shabbos, you got nothing to eat, you can't be mafrish on Shabbos, and the Amoritz swears on Shabbos that he was mafrish, then the Mishnah says, Eimas Shabbos Olov. The Amoritz is afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. He doesn't really know the truth of the matter that's the Zelba Avera to tell a lie on Shabbos on the weekdays. But he's an Amoritz. That's part of his Nevach HaRachmanis. He's an Amoritz. So he thinks it's a bigger Avera to tell a lie. Maybe it is a bigger Avera. I don't know. Maybe it is a bigger Avera. Some of it is. So he's afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. Eima Shabbos Olav. So if the Amoritz swears on Shabbos, if he tells you on Shabbos that he was Mafish Maisris, then you can take his word for it. And eat on Shabbos.
Even after Shabbos.
That's a machlokes. What about what you ate on Shabbos and you have left over? You have shirayim left over. Can you continue to eat after Shabbos? Because you believed him.
Right.
Or no? So I think we paskin no. Eimah Shabbos olav is only a kula to eat it.
Because you have to have some deal on Shabbos.
The mice is believing. Yeah. And if you believe him, then it's no more. It's no tevel. Right?
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with.
The whole thing is exera.
It's exera. Yeah. Minatari, you should rely on Edecha Demon Beisurim. He's a religious Jew, basically. And Minatari, I'm not talking about Frayi. He's a religious person. Minatari, you rely on the Rav Amoritz Masenheng. The two reasons why it's Mutam and Atara. Notwithstanding the two reasons, the Chacham made this prohibition, and they made a whole rift between the Amoritz and the Talmid HaChacham. And because of this Chumrah, there was a tremendous rift, so the Amoritz hated the Talmid HaChacham, and the Mele, they hated them back again. It was gefelach.
The
Rabbanim felt
based on the statistic
that only a miut. Rav Amoritz were mastering, but there was a miut, there was a significant enough miut, who was not mafrish, so that's why they made the gzera. So because the Amei Ha'aretz, the demai, that's called demai. Because the demai is only a sofek and you're mafrish without a bracha. So let's say you have Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, I have some demai. Am I permitted to be mafrish? It says in Baba Madlikin, sofek hashecha sofek ein hashecha, en me'asenes ha'vadai, avo me'asenes ha'demai. You're not permitted to be mafrish vaday tevel. That's an isa de rabbanon. There's no isa de raisa to be mafrish trumas and maisins on Shabbos. It's an isa de rabbanon of misakin mona that the tevel was also bachila until now, and now by being mafrish, I make it muta bachila. So that's a misakin mona with the rabbanon. So the chachamim prohibited that you're not allowed to be mafrish trumas and maisins on Shabbos. You're not even allowed to be mafrish trumas and maisins bein hashmashes. But what if the trumas and maisins is from demai? It's only demai to begin with. So it's like a sfek sfek. It's only ben hashmashes, so it's a suffik Shabbos. And it's only demai, which is a suffik, and it's not even a suffik. The rov is rov amoritz masenhen. It's really a vadai, and ishkin tell. The whole thing is a chumrah. It's really only a chumrah midirabban. That's why you have so many kulas. Because to begin with, it's only a chumrah. So the Mishnah says, and Rabbi Madlikin, Miyasmin is Adamai. So this Mishnah, Tosfos on the top of Chof Hamid Beis, explains. The Mishnah in Demai says, if I have a bottle of wine that I purchased from an Am Ha'aretz, and I know that it's all taken care of, the Truma G'dayla, but I only have to be Mafish Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni because I don't trust the Am Ha'aretz, so that's only Demai. So if it's Ben HaShmashos, then I'm permitted to be Mafish Demai Ben HaShmashos. It's not yet Seisachom. Ben HaShmashos is the period of time between Vaday Yom and Vaday Lailo. It's after the Shkir, but it's before Tzeisek Kachom. So there's a period of time that we call Bein HaShmashos. So that's a Safik Yom, Safik Lailo. So the din is that Ma'asrin is Admai. But what if he didn't buy the bottle of wine from an Am Ha'aretz? He rather bought it from a Kusi. The Kusim, they're Gefela. So the Kusim is Vaday Teva. The Kusim, we assume that it's Vaday Teva, because they're all Hashudim on Lifnei Iver. Either that they don't believe in Lifnivel Lisita Michal, or Tosa says the other pshat, they hold that it says Asir Tiases Koltva Zarecha Shelcha Beloy Halakuach, that the mitzvah of Hafroshes Trumas Amaisvis only applies to the farmer Amagru in his farm. The minute that he sells it to somebody else and it didn't grow in their farm, the whole mitzvah of Hafroshes Trumas Amaisvis is only with the Rabbonim. That's what Tosa says, that's what the Kusim hold. There is a Gemara in Bab Metzia that sounds like it says that, so that's a whole debate in Tosfos, when does that din apply? So the Kusim hold from that din. That's Pshuta Shal Mikra. Aser Ta Aser and Parshas Rei is called Tva Zarecha, Yotz Asad Shanashon, Zarecha Veloi HaLakuach, V'Yachalta Veloi LaMoicher. This is quotes another part of that Rosh. So for some reason or another, either the Kusim don't believe in Lif Neva Lisite Michshol, or so they hold whatever you don't know won't hurt you, so they'll feed you Tevel and Sagonish. Doesn't bother them, or that's what it says in Chulin. They didn't believe in Lifnei Iver. The Chashudim, if they shech the behemoth, they eat from it, then you can falazach on them that it's properly geshochen. But if he's shechting behemoth just to feed to you, so you can't rely on his shechita. That's what the Rabbi used to give the Moshel. He used to say that there used to be years ago. There still are a lot of Rabbanim give a hechsher that they wouldn't eat from their own hechsher. It's only for you, not for them. So he said it's like the Kusim. These are Rabbanim, I like the Kusim. The Chashudim on Lif Neiva. So if he'll eat from his own Heksher, then we can follow Zach on him. If he does not eat from his own Heksher, means that it's no good. It's like the Kusim, that the Chashudim on Lif Neiva. So this Mishnah says, in contrast to the Am Ha'aretz, that if you buy from the Am Ha'aretz, Erev Shabbos, and you're stuck in its Bein HaShmashos, so you're permitted to be Mafrish, Ma'asun Es Adma, you're permitted to. But if you bought from a Kusi, then we assume it's Vaday Tevel, and there's no cooler to be Mafrish Ben Ashmosis. You're not allowed to be Mafrish Ben Ashmosis. So what does he do? But he has the bottle of wine, he has to make Kiddush on Shabbos, he wants to drink yain by the Suda also. So the Mishnah tells you the following Eitzah. That's the third line from the bottom of Chof Hamid Aleph. Halakech yain ben Akusim, he buys wine from the Kusim, and if it's Friday morning or Friday afternoon, has a lot of time. So take a couple of containers and pour a little wine here, declare this is Truma G'dayla and this is Maisa Rishon, this is Maisa Sheni. The problem is that it's so late, it's Bein HaShmashos already. So Bein HaShmashos, you're not permitted to be Mafrish Vaday Tevel. And when you buy from the Kusim, that's Vaday Tevel. That's Vaday Tevel. So how do you, so what do you do? So the Mishnah tells you a Kula. The only time there's a prohibition to be mafrish, vaday tevel, is if you designate with a kviyas mokum. I say, I pour, ben hashmashis, let's say, I pour in this bottle, I say, this should be truma gedolah, this should be maisa rishon, and this should be maisa sheni. So since I designated this is X, and this is Y, and this is Z, that's the yisad derabbanan that you're not allowed to do. But if I make such a declaration, amatzoi Shabbos after Havdol, I'm going to drink three quarters of the bottle, and I'll leave over a quarter of the bottle. Amatzoi Shabbos after Abdullah, I will designate which is Truma G'dayla, which is my Sirishan, which is my Sheni. What does it help now? But I want to drink a whole Shabbos. If you mata the Yisad Tevel Amatzoi Shabbos, that's going to be Mikana Labo. But I want to have a Heta that's going to be Chalam Afreya. Zokta Shain Aner, he says now, Leil Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. He says, the Shnei Lugin Shani Yosid Lahafrish, the 2%, normally give 2% for Truma G'dayla. The Gemara says, Mida Beinin is you give 1 out of 50. If you want to be a little cheap, so we let you give 1 out of 60. And if you want to be generous, so you give 1 out of 40. If you want to give 95% as Truma G'dayla, you can give that too. You can't give 100%. The Mishnah says you can't give. Oh, he said, Kol Garna Truma, if he makes the whole barn, he declares everything Truma, lo yasav aloi klum, because it has to be reishis. Reishis means shesheareh nikar, you have to leave something over. So the din is chita achas pateris hasakri. You can take a big room so full of billions and billions of kernels of grain. You can take one kernel of grain, which is way less than 1 out of 50. It's 1 out of a billion trillion zillion, and he can get away with murder. You can give the one kernel of grain as truman. There's no shear. So dvarim she'ein lohem shear min ha'tera. So you can give from one kernel of grain to 99.99% and leave out one kernel of grain. But if he makes everything truma, there's a lack of shear nikar. So the Mishnah goes, a normal person is giving 1 out of 50, it's 2%. So he says, Shnei Lugim, the two bottles of wine, two quarts of wine out of 100. Shnei Lugim, Shani Yosid Lahafrish, the 2 out of 100 that I plan to designate as Truma, Harehim Truma, I ready to, the 2 units of wine that I will pour out on Matzoi Shabbos into a bottle, into this bottle, I already declare it now as Truma, but he didn't designate now which it is. If he would pour it now, Ben Hashmashes, he would be in violation of the Yisud Rabbanon that you're not allowed to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maisvis, Mekach and Memcha. You're not allowed to be Mafrish, Ben Hashmashes, just like you're not allowed to be Mafrish on Shabbos. But since he doesn't designate the Kviyas Makam exactly where, he says, the droplets of wine that I will designate on Matzoi Shabbos, I already declare now that they should become Truma Gdoila. So that's what the Mishnah says they should do. Why such an ungedreite case? Because since it's Vaday Tevel, that's the top taisa sanam bay. Since it's Vaday Tevel, so there's no heter to be mafrish ben ashmashes with the kviyas mochem. You have to be mafrish in this vague fashion.
Yeah.
You have to be mafrish the droplets of wine which will be designated on Matzoi Shabbos. I already declare now they should be truma gdoila, and that 10% is going to be maaseh rishon should already be maaseh rishon now, and whatever is going to be maaseh sheni should be maaseh sheni now. So that's Rav Meir Shita, the Yesh Breira. That's called Yesh Breira. What does it mean? In order to drink the wine on Shabbos, you have to have that the Truma and the Maaseh Rishon was Chal already. Before you drink it, you can't follow Zechtanu. I plan to be Mafrish Truma Gedolah, so I'm already allowed to eat. You can't do that. That's only a Kula in Chalas Chutzlaretz. That's a special Kula. That we're Mafrish Chal and Chutzlaretz is a Derabbanan on top of a Derabbanan. The Gemara says that the Zman HaZeh, the whole Bai Sheni, the mitzvah of challah in Eretz Yisrael was only in the Rabbanon. Because in order to have the mitzvah of challah, it says, Bevayachem al ha'aretz. So the Gemara says in Ksubis on Daf Chaf Hei, Bevayachem means Bevias Kulchem. And the Bai Sheni, hardly anybody showed up. It was way less than 50%. There wasn't a Bevias Kulchem. Only a few thousand.
40,000.
Hardly anybody. Small percentage of the Klal Yisrael came. So the Gemara says the Chiyuv Challah in Eretz Yisrael was only the Rabbanim Bizman Bai Sheni. Bai Sheni was their Isa. But Bai Sheni, the Chiyuv Challah was only the Rabbanim. So when they made the Chiyuv Challah in Chutz Laaretz Zeche to the Challah in Eretz Yisrael, that was the Rabbanim on top of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara in Chayris on the Daf Chav Zayin has a list of various kulas that are Noiga Challah Chutz Laaretz because it's such a Rabbanim on the Rabbanim. It's a chumrah. It's not on the same. Not all dinim derabbanan are on the same level of severity, and not all have the same chaymer ha'iser. So chalas chutz laaretz is an iser kal. So one of the coolest that you have is oichel b'hoylech v'achakach mafrish. Let's say I buy cake and cookies from a bakery where I know that they're medaktik on kashrus, all the ingredients are kosher, but I also know that they're not medaktik on afroshes chal. A lot of the frumah, a lot of the religious bakeries are not medaktik on afroshes chal. So I can eat all I want on Shabbos. I have to leave over a little bit on Matzoi Shabbos, and then be mafresh from that. So that's only a kula in Chalas Chutz Laaretz. The Libroch, if you're not sure. If you're not sure whether they were mafresh or not. It could be on all they are mafresh. But let's say it's a Vadoez, I know for sure that they're not mafresh. And I know for sure that it's a Vade Chiyiv Challah. So then you're mafresh with a Broch. The Chiyiv Challah is not only on the baker. If I buy it and I know it's not gemaisit, so I have to be mafresh to Challah. If it's usually it's a suffix once in a while. I know there are from a bakery, so once in a while it depends what mood they're in. Once in a while they are mafresh chal, it depends whether the mashgiach is there or not. That's what makes their mood. That's what they told me, one of the bakeries. They say when this rabbi is there, then they are mafresh chal. When the other rabbi is there, they're not mafresh chal. It all depends who happens to be there that day.
Rabbi, if this is a rabbana on top of a rabbana, the suffix, real suffix. What happens if you have to take the bread, dough, whatever it is, and throwing it out?
Avada, there is a din of Baal Tashchis, but the Chachamim declared that this is a mitzvah. So this is a mitzvah to burn this.
Like in Erev Pesach, you have to burn.
Right, Tashbisu, on Erev Pesach he burned the chametz. That's a mitzvah to destroy that. The Chacham, the Tanoim knew that it's going to be a long golus, and if we're only going to observe the mitzvah of challah in Eretz Yisrael, we will have forgot. We would have forgotten totally about the mitzvah of challah, just like so many Jews from Europe who are religious Jews forgot totally about Afroshes, Trumas, and Maizos. Frum Yidden came before the Muhammad, after the Muhammad, they came to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have the foggiest notion about Tevel, Afroshes, Trumas, and Maizos. They didn't know anything. Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpocha, that they knew. Challah they knew, because there used to be Mafresh challah in Europe. Shumas Amai said they never heard of Chumash, something of Chumash, the Mishnais. Yeah. But they never heard of it, so they never observed it. So when it came to Eretz Yisrael, they never observed it. It took a long time till they got everybody trained into, till they got the observant Jews trained into it. So the Tanai made this Gzeire, Kedei Shelo Tishtakach Teres Chala, they felt it's going to be a longer Golas, and we're going to forget about the whole Mitzvah of Chala. So they made this Chumra Al Gabi Chumra. The Chalas Eretz Yisrael Gufa was only the Rabbanah. And they introduce a chalas chutzlor, it's also a derabbanan on a derabbanan. So again, so chalas chutzlor, that's one of the several kulas. Oichel v'hoylech, v'yachakach mafrish, I'm permitted to eat now, on this mach that I'm going to be mafrish later. In Eretz Yisrael, on Shumas and Maises, or even a chal in Eretz Yisrael, that kula doesn't go. You have to be mafrish before. So now Rab Meir says like this, if it's Vein HaShmosh, it's Friday evening, and you pour the wine in, I'll declare, this is Truma Gedolah, this is Maaseh Rishon, this is Maaseh Sheni, and it's Vaday Tevel, because you bought it from the Kusim, it's not that you bought it from the Amhoretz, that it's only Demai. Demai, you may be Mafresh Bein HaShmoshes, but this is Vaday Tevel, so state in the Mishnah, Savik HaShecha, Savik Ene HaShecha, Emi Yasmin is HaVaday, you're not permitted to be Mafresh. So Rameh comes up with this Einfall, you're only not permitted to be Mafresh if you designate with the Kviyas Mokim, or this is the Truma Gedolah, and this is the Maaseh Rishon, and this is the Maaseh Sheni. That's the top Taisa Sanama base. But he says like this, he's going to use a dreidel with Yesh Breri, he's going to say, the droplets of wine that I will designate after Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos, I already declared now that they should be Truma. Where are they? I don't know yet. We're going to find that after Havdalah, and I'm going to pour it into the bottle. And whatever I'll designate on Matzoi Shabbos as Maaseh Rishon should already be those droplets of wine, should already be Maaseh Rishon now. Whatever I'll designate later as Maaseh Sheni, should already be Maaseh Sheni now. So if it's Chal, if Rab Meir holds a Yesh Breira, that's legitimate, and you can say, Huvra Adova Lamafreya, that wherever the droplets are, they already became Truma Gedolah now. So that's Mutter to do Bein HaShmoshes. That's what this Mishnah says. To do a Hafroshes Trumas and Maaseh without a Kviyas Mokum, without a Kviyas Mokum at the present time. If I say, let's say a person says, 2% should be Truma Gedolah, and 10% should be Maaseh Rishon, 9% should be Maaseh Sheni, doesn't go on the Shvet. He doesn't say what, where, which 2%? So that's nothing. That's nothing. If he says the 2% which I'll designate after Havdalah, those droplets, B'chom Mekoyim Sheheim, should already become Truma Gedolah now. So if you hold Yesh Breire, if you can conceive of such a thing, that a Chalois Kemichala Mafreya, that's Eina Mavura yet, it'll be Mavura later, and I say it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, that those droplets, wherever they are, already became Truma now. So then Rav Meir holds that's legitimate, that's Mutter Bein HaShmoshes to do.
Why is Maaseh Sheni different from Maple versus Maaseh Sheni?
That's what we're going to discuss now. So the Mishnah says, let's go a little bit in order, there's another topic. So the Mishnah has like this, Yemafish Truma Gedoyle Mafish 2%. That's Mida Beinanis. The Mishnah has in different places. You want to be a little cheap, don't be too cheap. If you want, you can give chitachas. Pateres kolakri, a whole room. But that's not proper. Mid the rabbanon, that's not proper. So you shouldn't, if a person is, it's a big shas atrak, so let him give 1 out of 60. If he wants to be generous, don't give 50%. Give 1 out of 40. Want to give more money to charity, make out a check. Don't give so much shumagdor. So you should give either 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. So the Mishnah gives, he's giving 2 units, 2%, 2 out of 100. Ishnei Lugin, that's the 1 out of 50. Then he says, 10% from Maaseh Rishon, and Tisha Maaseh Sheni, 9% from Maaseh Sheni. Why is it 9%? Maaseh Sheni. It's a Maaseh Sheni is a 10, so the answer is you only have to give a 10th of what's left. Since I already gave Maaseh Rishon 10 gallons of wine, so you only have 90 gallons left, You only have to give one tenth of that. So Tosis raises the question, so why did you have to give 10 barrels of wine from Maaser Rishon if he already gave away two barrels of wine from Tzibayla? So you only have 98, so it should only be 9.8. So the little Tosis has a machloikis on a level of their Isa. The little Tosis here, one place in Shas, Tosis has Asara Maaser Rishon. So the first day in Tosis says that it's not Meduyak. The number is inaccurate. It's only 9.8. So when you take 98 and you subtract 9.8, how much do you have left?
98. So you have 98. You have 89 something.
Huh? 88.2.
Yeah.
So then how much is going to be Maisa Sheni?
8.82.
So everything is Lav Meduyak. Yeah. Everything is not Meduyak. The only thing that's Meduyak is the two barrels of Chumagdala, that's Meduyak. When it says you give 10...
Which is not to give that much.
Yeah. but if you give it, it's all Chal.
Yeah.
If you give it, you're not Mechuyif to give so much Menatar, but if you give, it's Chal Menatar. That we understand.
He takes off Maisa Rishon before the Tumah.
If he takes off Maaser Rishon, you're not allowed to be Mishana. This is but if you took it off, then you give 10%. Then you give 10 units, right? That's what the Gemara talks in different places about Maaser Rishon Shehikdimo.
Yeah.
So Rashi always says, why did the Meshugana give Maaser Rishon before? Why was he Mishana? So Rashi always says, because the Levi hatamangadrei. The Levi wants to get more. The Levi wants to get the full 10 units. Rashi holds like this Shita, that if you're going to first take out 2 units, and then you're going to have 98, and the Levi is only going to get 9.8, and he wants to get a full 10. So the Levi drays on. The farmer, you give me first my Maaser, you give me 10 barrels, and then you'll worry about the coin later. So the Levi wants to get more. That's what Rashi always
says. If you do that way, and you give to the coin later on, you only have to give 2% of 90, or you still have to give 2% of 100 dollars?
Give 2% of what's 90. Left.
So Asur Maaser Rishon could not be Meduyak.
Yeah.
Because this is only based on an example. If he gave two for Truma.
Right.
And the mission, this is the Shnei Lugin is definitely not specific.
No, it is.
Why?
That's the Takana de Rabbana.
He has to give two.
Yeah, he's supposed to give 2 out of 100. It's 1 out of 50. Supposed to give 1 out. If he wants to be El Cheapo, he'll give 1 out of 60. If he wants to be very generous, he should give 1 out of 40.
And this is a requirement?
In a case
like this, he has to give...
Normal case. It's a Takana Chacham to give 1 out of 50, which is 2%. So the first sheet in Tesis is when he gives the 2% for Truma Gdola, he only has left 98. Then he gives 9.8 for Truma from Maaser Rishon. Then he has left whatever 88.2. Then he gives to Maaser Sheni 8.82. So the number 10 is not Meduyak for the Maaser Rishon, and number 9 is not Meduyak for the Maaser Sheni. Right. Everything is a little off. That's the normal sheet. Then Tosfos says another sheet. The Yesh Meforshim, this little Tosfos, the little Tosfos has a machlokes on the level of their Eisen. The Yesh Meforshim, that is not so. That since Menatera the Din is Chita Achas, Poiteris is Kalapri, can give one little kernel of grain to potter up the whole house full of Truma, millions and billions of kernels of grain. Just give one tiny kernel. So it's only a requirement, Midrabbanon, that you should give, Midabainanis should give
2%.
Even if you give 2%, if you give 98%, it's Truma Gdola Socha, also Chal. Whatever you give is chal, unless you give 100%, then it's not chal. Oh, he said, "Kol garna truma lo yama v'lo klum," because you have to have shira any karm. But whatever you give is chal. So Tosfos says, "V'yesh meforshim." However, although it is chal, but since theoretically you could have given
less,
so therefore, when you want to calculate, the Maaser Rishon, you have to calculate based on what the chiyuv was. So since you didn't really have to give so much.
You can't minimize from
you didn't have to give 2%, so you could have gotten away with Mashiach.
So
the Chiyah Maaser remains the full
100%. Taking the Levi's part, the Levi's going to get more.
So the Levi is going to get the full 10 units, and the Maaser Sheni is going to be the full 9 units.
But that's not apply only to Halakai Chiyayman by Nakusim. It was by an old
guy. All the time, right. This issue, these 2 days in Tesis, is always a Machlokes on a level.
There is a
halacha. These are the 2 days in Tosfos. Machlokes and the din. Machlokes, what the din is. How are you mafresh
Maisa, right. Amachleik Zana Din Deraisa.
On the normal circumstances.
Normal, yeah. All the time. How much and normal people give 2% for Trimah Gedolah. So what's the next step? What do you give for Maisa Rishon? How much do you give for Maisa Sheni? Is a fundamental machleik is these 2 days and days.
It says you cannot be generous on the count of the lady.
Yeah. He's going to be a tzaddik to give more to the Kohen, but he's cheating the lady.
You have to give a chita only, so therefore you have to give the man. So
but it's not only not to be generous, if Yenis Cheshman said, make out a check for him. No. The din is you got to give the exact amount for Maiserishin. In Truma, if you want to give more, want to give less, there's no shir. But Maiserishin is a din hamar be Maiseris, Maiseris of Mikol Kolom. You have to give the exact amount of Maiser. You're not supposed to donate more. So the second day in Taisus holds that this is the exact amount. Not only because of Dini Mominus, he's cheating him because he couldn't gotten right. No, this is the way you make the cheshvan of Maiserishin.
So
for the mitzvah of Maiser.
You can be medayik to give him exactly 10%.
You're supposed to be medayik to give exactly 10%.
This is the basic mechayish.
He's supposed to. Yeah.
So basically, mechayish. So who holds like Tosfos and who holds like Rashi?
No, but the 2 days.
The Pashtus is the first day.
The first day.
I think the Minchas Chinuch talks about it. The Pashtus is the first day of Tosfos. Second day of Tosfos, Agreis
Achidish. Yeah, but you can't actually measure exactly. That's the problem.
He says you approximate. But if it's clearly off, let's say I have 101. Let's say I have 98 barrels, 98 bushels, or 98 barrels, and I give 10 for truma from Maiserishin. That's clearly off. So that's called marbe mamaisus. So that you're not allowed to do, and it's not.
It's not chal on the whole thing, or it's not chal
on the whole thing. No, on the whole. The thing. It's a gemara. No, it's not. It's a kiddushin. The Gemara says that the Hamar be Maisris, if you clearly gave more than you're obligated to give, so it says the Maiser is Chal, but the extra is not Chal. So the extra that he gave to the Levi is Tevil. So the Tevil and Maiser is Muravim Zebizeh, so the Levi is not allowed to eat any of it. That's how Chaim Valojiner interprets the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, Aseluch HaRav, Histalak Min Astaf Ve'al Tarba La'asuru Modus. Three totally unrelated things. Well, why do they put together? So he says it's not unrelated. It's a hemshach. Haseloch harav, you have to have a rav and ask all the shaylos. What do you have to ask all the shaylos? I'll be at tzaddik. Whenever there's a suffix, I'll go luchumra. People are embarrassed to ask shaylos. The rabbi will see how ignorant he is. Whenever there's a shaylos, go luchumra. So the Mishnah says no. Histalak min asofik. Don't go with sfeikas. Vasa shlech, there'll always be machmer. Because al tarbal asaru modas. Don't be mafrish maiseris ba'umad by guessing. Because what you think is a chumre, so I'll give it a little extra. You'll make problems. You'll have tevel and maisim or ravim zebizeh. You'll be feeding tevel to the levi. A lot of times, balabatim think, a lot of times, abonim think, that they're throwing it a little chumre and they're making a kula. They're not making a chumre. You're not allowed to be machmed like you're not allowed to be mekel.
What would be to the food that he has still left over? Will also be tevel if he took off the timodos?
No. But part of what he gives to the lady will be tevel.
Why?
Because the maiser is only chal to the extent of maiser. More than a tenth is not chal.
Why he was mafrish maaser sheni from the rest, so why would it be tevel?
He's only mafrish the maaser sheni on what's left behind. He doesn't have a mind on that. So that's going to remain tevel.
Why is it called maaser sheni?
The Gemara says that tevel is never bottle. Tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Safilu be'elef lo bottle. That's a Gemara in the Dorm. Tevel is never bottle, even be'elef. Because davar sheyesh matirin is lo bottle. So this is an important taisus. This little taisus will hear. Asara, Maiserishin, this is a famous taisus. The Minhas Chinuch.
You actually physically have to put it aside?
No.
Even
b'machshove you can do, but you have to be kovei amokon.
Yeah.
Taisa says on the top of Amud Beis, you have to be kovei amokon, the right side, the left side, the tzvono, the dromo. Yeah. You have to have in mind to designate where. There's no need to pick it up. Right, you don't have to move it. It's a recommendation to move it away to make sure you don't eat it. By mistake, I'm going to eat the chumah, it'll be misa b'dei shamayim. Right. So the Mikra Adin, there's no need to move.
Eat or something in case a person forgets or has to get sick over Shabbat.
He should put a label on it. Right. They used to have.
Why couldn't we say they should make an egg? You should be a witness.
Yeah, so in the days of the Tanoim, it says in the Mishnah, they used to have separate containers that had labels. Truma used to have a tuf, so the newest Truma. Maisa had a mem, and Maisa Sheni had a different letter. I forgot already.
maybe Memshin or something, you used to have a Rashi Tevis on the barrel that they would know what it was, in order not to make a mistake. So this is the original, this is the famous case where we're discussing the topic of Breira. So Rav Meir is of the opinion that Yesh Breira. And then you have the three Tanoim on the top line on Chofem base. The three Tanoim disagree with Rav Meir. They say Rav Yudah, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon disagree. So originally the Gemara thought that they're disagreeing because they hold Ein Breira. They hold that you cannot say, Huvra Adol, my friend. Now I don't know which are the droplets of wine that are going to turn out to be Truma Gedolah, my Serishon. On Matzoi Shabbos I'll find out and I'll declare that it was Chala, my friend. So the first the Gemara thought that they hold Ein Breira. And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that's not the reason why. They said a different time, right before the Mishnah, because they're Chashinon, Shemi Yiboka Hano, they're afraid that the barrel may crack. He may by mistake drink all the wine, then there won't be anything left after Havdolah. So it'll turn out. It'll turn out everything that he drank on Shabbos was Tevel. So that's the Shiloh over here.
You don't say that what spilled was actually the Truma spilled. Let's say somebody's mafresh truma and the truma wine, and the wine spills on the floor. He has to have another one?
No. If he already designated this is the truma, then it's
totally... He did physically.
Right.
But not mentally.
No, mentally also. Oh. Let's say he has 100 barrels, and mentally he designates these are the two barrels that are truma, and the other 98 are not. And then they all crack. So not chai be'achri yusuf. There's nothing you can do about it. Fafa. Like the kid walking down the block and he had the two nickels and one went down, one was going to be for charity, one was going to be for his, and he dropped one nickel down, so he said God's nickel fell down there. So if the tshuva fell, so the tshuva fell, that's all. It's not chai b'achri yusa. There's nothing you can do. You can't replace it.
But here, since it wasn't separated,
he just said those droplets of wine that will ultimately be designated on Matzoi Shabbos, they should already be chalna, but it was never ultimately designated. So here the Mishnah throws in a word in Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says, Yesh Breira, he says he can set up such a system, and there's no Yisurim being mafrish bein Ashmashis, even though it's a Vaday Tevel, because you're not doing a Kviyas Mokum now. So since it's only going to be Mizbarer Amatzoi Shabbos, so there's no Kviyas Mokum now, but Biru, so there's no violation of the Yisur de Rabbanon bein Ashmashis. So then Rav Meir uses a Shver Eloshim, Umechel v'shoysa miyad. What does that word mean, Umechel? The Shoyse Miyad. You can say the Shoyse Miyad, let him drink the wine on Shabbos. So Rashi translates a Mechel, he should be Paited the Maisa Sheni. Mechel is Miloshin Machalel. So Machalel Zain. He should be Paited the Maisa Sheni is Bein Ashmashis. Bein Ashmashis. He should be Paited the Maisa Sheni, Bein Ashmashis. If he has some money in his drawer, so he should be Paited the Maisa Sheni on the money. And why? Why should he be Paited the Maisa Sheni? The din is you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni Chutzli Rishalai. So the fellow's not going to drink everything. He's just going to drink 75% of the wine. He's going to leave 25% for later. So Rashi says, but just in case he makes a mistake and he drinks, he'll drink, let's say, 85%. So he won't have left. He won't have left enough. So Zalashem Pai design the Maisa Sheni now, Bein Ashmashis, and that's that problem is solved. Sure.
That's not the same thing as the Rosha.
That's also a good kasha, just like you're not permitted to be mafrish ben ashmashes, so you shouldn't be allowed to be paid in Maisa Sheni. I don't know, that's a good kasha. Taiz doesn't even ask that kasha on Rashi. I don't know. That sounds like a very good kasha. That didn't occur to me. That's a got to research that. That's a very good kasha. Are you allowed to be paid in Maisa Sheni ben ashmashes? Probably not allowed.
Does he have to lift the coin?
No,
it's in the drawer.
It's the same story.
But if you can't be punished.
But he's asking, just like you're not permitted to be mafresh, truma, and ice, and
Ben-Ashmashes.
But he's not even
satin
mafresh. I just say these two should be truma. Right. So he doesn't have to handle the money. He says, no problem of tilt and muktzah. But so just like hafrosh and the mind is usher, so the pidya maisa sheni in the mind should also be usher. It's a good kasha. I don't know. It's a good kasha on Rashi. So Tosfos asks another kasha on Rashi, which is also a murderous kasha. It's also a murderous kasha. Tosfos fact that kasha. What do you mean? He's paid in the Maisa Sheni. He's paid in the Maisa Sheni and erupt the problem. But the Maisa Sheni wasn't designated yet. He says the 9% or the, what did we say? 8.82%. Whatever we worked out the time.
82.2.
Is 8.82. So that amount that he will designate on Matzoi Shabbos, those droplets of wine, b'chol mokum sheheim, should become Maisa Sheni already now before Shabbos. but he didn't designate it yet till after Shabbos. So how can it be poyed in Ma'aseh Sheni now,
right,
and then forget about designating it on Matzoy Shabbos? What did Rashi say? Whatever problems he can solve now, he can solve. How is he going to solve the problem of the Ma'aseh Sheni?
Right.
He's still going to have to pour it out after Havdalah in the third container. The first container is going to have to pour out the 2% Shum Gedolah. The second container is going to have to pour out the other amount for the Ma'aseh Rishon. The third container is going to have to pour out the Ma'aseh Sheni. If he doesn't, if Lebesof HaMatzoy Shabbos, he never pours any wine into the third container, how can you say, Gloy Muslim Afreya, that that wine became what wine? When wine? He never designated what wine. The whole Afrosha was, those droplets of wine that are poured into the third container should already become Ma'aseh Sheni now. So what does Rashi say? Kol Ma'aseh Efshel Elasaken Yisaken. Whatever problems he can get rid of now, let him get rid of it. How is he going to get rid of it? Sof Kol Sof is going to have to pour it out anyway on Matzoy Shabbos. So Taisa says they don't understand why Rashi says it can't be. Your kasha is also a shtark kasha. You're allowed to be poured in Ma'aseh Sheni Ben Hashmash. I don't think that's permissible either. So Taisa gives a different shot. Garnish, it doesn't mean anything. The word mechel either means maschil, v'shaysa miyad, he can go straight forward. He can go straight ahead, full speed, and drink all the wine. Het the gomer. Or mechel means to mix it with water. Mechel means sadach mo b'mayim. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything according to Taisa. As if the word weren't there. But according to Rashi, the word is there and it means a halacha. It means you should be put, kol ma'ashev shel esakin yisakin. We don't really understand at all what Rashi means over here. So Shvera Rashi. So Nachma, what was the context that we brought this in?
Maybe this is something. Maybe this is what Rashi means by Bediburi Be'almo.
Yes, Bediburi Be'almo.
The pidyon, the actual pidyon would be forbidden.
It does both things with Shas Ma'aseh at the same time.
If you pick it up. If you pick it up, it's asur. But if you just do Bediba, then it's Mutter.
Both things at the same time.
The Pashta says, yeah. But the Pashta says that even by Machshavi, you're not allowed to. Even Machshavi, you're not allowed to be Mafis, Shumas, and Maises, so be Poyed and Maises Sheni, be Machshavi.
Let's say if you have real Maises Sheni.
Yeah, he's lowering it down. Yeah, since it's only Dibur B'Yama, so it's Mutter. But the Pashta says that it's not so.
So if you had real Maises Sheni, you couldn't do Poyed it by Machshavi. By Nashmoshes, if you want to.
I don't think so. I would think like he said that you're not allowed to. That should also be Mekkecha Memka, Mesak and Mone. Should be the same Issa. Also Pella and Rashi.
You can have might, but this certain money, I have certain amount of money I want to give Stokio from that amount of money. You're not allowed to have that might.
There's a problem also. Let's say a person gets an aliyah and he says, Babush another. So it's also a problem. Are you allowed to take a neder litzdok on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says in Beitzah, in the end of Beitzah, the Mishnah says on Lamed Vavam Beis, I think, ein magdishin ve marichin, that you're not allowed to be magdish anything on Shabbos. So how can you donate babush another? How can you give a neder to an amount of money? It's a violation. So the Rabbeinu Hananel has a chiddush. Rabbeinu Hananel says the only time that there's a din of ein magdishin, if your magdish is a specific object. I magdish this table, I magdish this house. So that's mamish mekech memka. This house used to belong to me. The Gemara, the tape recorder used to belong to me. I donate it to Hegdish, so that's a violation of mekech memka. But if I accept upon myself a pledge to an amount of money, it's chayvus to an amount of money, so there's no object that's being handed over to Hegdish, so that's not an iser of mekech memka. That's what the Rabbeinu Hananel says.
What about Eitzim? They used to donate Eitzim.
Oh, so that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Shabbos Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do a specific. So, Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Shabbos Tered, usually that's what they use for Shnoder.
Yeah.
For the whole year of
so much coal.
Accept an obligation to pay for it, give it. But they didn't give the object itself. If let's say they'll give, they'll donate a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov. Let's say they have an Erev. Let's say they have an Erev, so there's no problem of carrying. So someone wrote a Sefer Torah. He's magdish, he donates the Sefer Torah to the shul on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So it says you're not allowed to. That's a magdishin. You're not allowed to donate to the Beis HaKnesses or donate to the Beis HaMikdosh, anything on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rabbeinu Hananel says the issue is only when you're magdish at the end, a particular thing, but to accept an amount of money, that's mutter. So that's what the Ran on the Rif, Frek Takashe, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a magdishin, a marichin. Ein magdishin kemezogin, you're not allowed to be magdish a specific thing. What does it mean, ein marichin? What does erchin mean? A person takes a pledge, erko alai, or he says erki alai. He says, I pledge to donate to Hegdish the amount of money depending on whether it's a man or a woman and what age it is. So So that's just an amount of money. There's no specific bien. So how can the Rabbeinu Hanan say that you're permitted to pledge an amount of money if the Mishnah says ein marichin? So they give shvere terutzim, very, very shvere, the shulte gibarim on the side of the rif in Avodah Zarah, on the first parak in Ganzen Shalabim Kama. In Ganzen Shalabim Kama. This topic is discussed in Maseches Shabbos, and it's discussed in Maseches Beitzim. So one would have thought that if you want, and Iran is in Beitzim. So one would have thought that shulte gibarim wants to defend Rabbeinu Hanan, she either be in Shabbos or in Beitzim. No, it's in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. And a different daf, that after the Churban Habayis is after the year 70, so the Tanoi made a prohibition, Ein Magdish and Ein Marichin. You shouldn't be Magdish anything, we don't know how long it's going to take, so we're going to still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So you're going to cause people to sin, you're going to make Hegdish, someone's going to be Nichshol in it. So they made a Takana, no, don't be Mafrish Maisa Behema, and if you have a Bchor Behema Torah, try to make a Shutfus with an Akum, try to avoid having any Hegdish, because we don't know how long it's going to take, so we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash. So don't go out of your way not to have any Hegdish around. So the Brisa says in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, Ein Magdish and Ein Marichin. Don't take any pledges to give, donate money, and don't be Magdish anything. So on that Brisa, and the Rif quotes that Brisa because it's Negeh L'Aloch. So on that Brisa, the Shulte Giborim on the side of the Rif writes, by the way, the same expression appears in Beitzah, Ein Magdish and Ein Marichin. So the Montazach, that the Ranik effect Akash on the Rabbeinu Hananel, how can Rabbeinu Hananel say that the whole prohibition of a magdishin is only on a specific object, but the pledge an amount of money is mutter? It says a marichin. Like over here, it says the same lashon. So here in Avodah Zarah, if our emphasis the shver erach, but it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. If our emphasis the shver erach, so he comes with a wild notion. He says when you say erki olai, what you're really doing is you're magdish yourself to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you got to be koyde yourself. So there is a specific object. And if I say Erko Alai,
so you Magdashim.
So I'm Magdashim. So he says, I'm not a Balabas to sell him as an Eved, but to be Magdashim that I should be Mukhiv to be paid to him, Dos Pinachia Balabas. I'm Magdashim. Apella, the one who says that without the Shilte Gibarim said it to be Miyashiv the Shver Rabbeinu Hanan. So we know what his Hechrech was. He was angling to Farenfer. The Mabit and the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't give any Marmekoimus. The Rambam doesn't tell you what it's Pesokim are based on. Sometimes they're Shver Rambam, so you don't understand. So in the same generation, in Eretz Yisrael, in Tzfas, in the 1500s, Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote the Kesef Mishnah, all running commentary, and he gives you all the Gemaras, and all the Yerushalmis, and all the Sifreis, and when it's a Shver Rambam, when it's not a Shver Rambam, he has the whole thing. And in the same Tkufa, the Mabit was a contemporary, we discussed last week, the Machlokes, the Mabit and the Sefer about Afrashas, Trumas and Mises. So the Mabit wrote also a Sefer on the Rambam. What's it called? The Kiriya Sefer. The Kiriya Sefer on the Rambam. Kemat every Kiriya Sefer is a Medrash Pliya. One more Shver than the other. He always gives Modna Bekuris and he always gives Shver Pshatim on the Rambam. That's why it wasn't this Kabbal. That's why the Kesef Mishnah is printed on the side of the Rambam, because he gives the normal Marmekoimus. The Mabit is a separate sefer. So usually in yeshivas, when a bacha wants to say a chabura, he wants to say an original shtetl teir. You look in the Mabit, there's always something to say. There's always something very original and some dova tamua. So he writes that also on the side of the Rambam, without any shver Rabbeinu Hanan, just writes on his own. Whenever a person pledges erki alai, or he says erich plain alai, the real pshat is that he's magdish himself, and the Torah says he's mechuyev to be paid to himself. That's certainly not the pashut pshat. The pashto says that it's really a problem. How can you pledge, when you get an aliyah, how can you pledge? That's why in the young Israels, they have a policy, nedarim on Shabbos. Yeah. But they do make an appeal once in a while. Yeah. They make an appeal. No, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they make an appeal. Same thing, the Zelba is Zelba Issa.
There's no Kedusha involved, there's no Hegdish.
Not a matter.
When you can't be Magdish, you have to go to Hegdish.
Why can't you be Magdish? Not because it's Mekah HaMemkar. And Eim HaRichon HaKosroso. Shabbos and Yom Tov. No, not Bizman HaZeh. No, Bizman HaZeh on the weekdays he may pledge. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Ein Magdish, Ein Marichin, is because it's Mekach HaMemkar. So how can we pledge when you? How do you make an appeal on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It should be a violation.
Isn't there the Meir in Beya? Oh, that's the
Chabad and the Shem Mitzvah. No, but Ein Makdishin. But Ein Makdishin. Why? That's the kasha. Why? No. So there's a long. The Ramah has a long arichas on this in the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour. Very long. Usually the Ramah is very short. There has a long arichas where he quotes the various kulas. But some say that it's only mutter if the tzedakah is really afkahak the tzaris, and I need money now. So then if there's a Gemara, if the organization really needs money. But let's say it's a rich yeshiva that has a few million dollars in the bank, and they want Sheish Mamana wrote to Masayim. They're worrying about the next century. They have enough money for this first century. They're worried about the next century. So then a group of Rishonim say, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to make pledges on Shabbos. Nitazai Poshet, that pledging.
He did not bless the Shabbos.
For points?
It is to say, we sell the aliyahs for points, and then we redeem it bless the Shabbos.
So the points meant an amount of money.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. Same thing. That's the shaila. That's the shaila. What's the heck? That's the shaila. Okay.
Shuli person makes money, and he takes away the money, the tzedakah money, and puts it in either a separate account, or designates the money already before Shabbos. Would that be the same thing?
He already pledged the money before Shabbos.
Let's say he made $100. They gave away $10. But he takes the $10 and he puts it in a separate account or separate shoebox or separate drawer. It's already separate.
But he just didn't designate which tzedakah.
He didn't say which tzedakah.
Which
tzedakah? It's definitely tzedakah money, right.
Still, he's designating which tzedakah on Shabbos. That's the shaila. What's the heter? What's the heter? Yeah. So a group of Rishonim say that it's only a heter if there's really a great tzorech, if the tzedakah really needs. If the tzedakah is not really so much a need, so there's no heter to pledge on Shabbos and Yom. So Shaila and Rishonim, what the heter is. So Nachum, so what did the Gemara bring this in? The Gemara was discussing, again, the Mishnah here, that the man has two wives and they have the exact same name, Rachel Bas Elio, and he can't maintain both wives, so he wants to divorce one of them. So he tells the Sefer, "Ksov get li ishti leizah sheretzah garshena." I'll decide later which wife I want to divorce. So that's a shaila breire. Is that considered a get that was written in Shmoa because it's a shaila of yesh breire and breire? So the Gemara quotes, "Well, it's a machloikis satanoi." So Rava made an assumption achof hem and aleph that in the area of breire, machloikis when they say yesh breire and breire. In the area, say,
will come here or there.
Okay, that case we didn't have yet. Yeah. Okay, Taisus quotes all the cases. Yeah. All these Taisus and quotes from Gan Shas, all about the cases of Breyer. Let's try to. One of them are going to divorce. How is he going to decide which one? So either he says, "Leizah she'eretzah agashen," I'll make up my mind later. So that's Talib Das Atzmo. Or he says, "Leizah she'teisi mipesach beisit tchila." Whoever works out. So that's Talib Das Acher. Whichever wife will walk out of the house first, or whoever will make me the good supper will be the lucky wife to get together, or the unfortunate wife to get, whichever the case happens to be. Whether they're dying to get a get or they're dying to remain married, whatever it is. So that's a Talib Das Acherim. It's not that he says, "I will make up my mind later." So Rava says it doesn't make a difference whether Talib Das Atzma, Talib Das Acherim. If you're all like this Tana, the din is always Yesh Breir, hold out the other Tana, Zain Breir. And Rav Misharshio was picking on Rava, and he says, "What do you mean it doesn't make a difference? It doesn't make a difference. I'll prove to you that there are Tanaim, there's Rav Yude and there's Rav Shimon, who will be the lucky wife to get together, or the unfortunate wife to get, whichever the case happens to be. Whether they're dying to get together, or they're dying to remain married, whatever it is." So that's a Talib Das Acherim. It's not that he says, I will make up my mind later. So the Rav says it doesn't make a difference whether Tehillah B'Da'as Atzma, Tehillah B'Da'as Achem. If you are like this Tana, the din is always Yesh Breir, hold out the other Tana, Zain Breir. And Rav Misharshio was picking on Rav, and he says, what do you mean it doesn't make a difference? It doesn't make a difference. I'll prove to you that there are Tanaim, there's Rav Yudah and there's Rav Shimon who do distinguish. So how does he prove? He said, that's where in the middle of the proof. So this Mishnah in Demai has Rav Meir saying, you could be mafresh the two units that I'm going to designate on Matzoi Shabbos as Truma should already be Truma now. The 10 units should be Maisa Rishana. So Rav Meir holds Yesh Breira. Then it's going to be Chala Mafreya, and it's going to turn out that all the Tevel was all taken care of before Shabbos, Bein HaShmashis, and I'm eating food that's not Tevel anymore. And the three Tanaim disagree. Rav Yudah, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon. Yisrim, why? So the Pasha Pshat is they hold Ein Breira. Yeah. So even though Rav Yudah is one of the three Tanaim, Rav Yudah, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, one of the three who says Ein Breira, nonetheless, if it's Tehillah B'das Acherim, Islay Breira. That's on the third line of Chafema base. Where do you see the Rav Yudah holds Yesh Breira?
No.
This not. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah discusses some kind of a case where a man divorces his wife. Now what's the issue of Breira? It's not that he says, if you burn the son, he's going to charge $1 million to do halitz. So the husband wants to do his wife a teva, and he gives her a get. He gives her a get. There was a whole discussion in Achrayim whether such a get is good, because the Chumash describes a get where the husband hates his wife. It says a man gets married, and he hates his wife, and he gives her a get. Here he gives her a get because he loves her, not because he hates her. So does it make a difference that he's giving the get out of love or out of hate? So in the halacha, you learn the whole mesuch to get them from cover to cover. The Gemara never stells on that lashon. That the pasuk says, "Sneihu isha achron v'kasal l'asev v'isim." It doesn't make a fuss about the sneya. One of the achrayim made us think about that. Maybe the get is only good if he hates. Maybe the get, but it's not accepted. The Mishnayos talk about a get shchid mira. The institution existed bizman ha'tanayim. The husband loved his wife. What they wake up in the days of the achrayim? The Mishnayos talking. The man loves his wife. And he gives her a get because he has no children, he has no grandchildren. He wants to release her from the asik, the worry of having chalitza. So he gives his wife a get now. If he gives his wife a get now, then she has to move out of the house. And he says, yichud, because he's not married to her anymore. So he wants to have the best. She doesn't want to move out. She's a getraya. She wants to remain with him till he dies. But, so let him say like this. I raise a get to chlach ha-shomus. So Zak the Harizagit Shah has Kaidimisasi. The get should be chal a minute before I die. So the get is gonna be chal. The two alternatives are not yes or no. The question is whether now or later. When is the get gonna be chal? Get is vadai gonna be chal. We just don't know when the moment of the chaloisa get is. So the Gemara considers this like Breira.
Yeah.
The Gemara considers it like Breira. Yeah. Why is it like Breira? Yeah. It's like over here. He is being Mafresh Chuma for sure. He is writing a get for sure over here. Just a shaila about the nature
Which
of the
one?
Get. Is it a get for this wife or is it a get for that wife? Is this the Chuma or is that the Chuma? So here also, a get there is for sure. He gave the get. Here it's a Breira and a Chalois. And the Shas Chalois a get. He's giving the get and the get is taking effect for sure. The only but a Shoachas Kaidim Isasi. We don't know when that's going to be. So the Gemara considers that a problem of Breira. So that any Tana who says, if you hold Ein Breira, we paskin l'alocha Ein Breira. We paskin, how do we paskin as a machlokes ha-tanoim? How do we paskin as a machlokes ha-rishon? We mentioned last week there's a gigantic run in the Dorim, a lot of gigantic runs in the Dorim. One of the many gigantic runs, the Ran talks and talks and talks. That's why the Rav used to say he doesn't want to give Shurim on the Dorim. The Ran again, Rosh Hashiva, he took care of everything. He doesn't leave you anything to say. He explains all the Gemaras with all the possibilities, all that's there. He leaves you hardly any room. He didn't like to say on the Dorim. So the Ran has a long Ariches at the beginning of Perek HaShutvim. That's the name of the Perek in the Dorim, a long run on the base, where he explains the three shitas. One shita is that we pass in Yesh Breira, one shita we pass in Ein Breira, and the generally accepted opinion is that we pass in a compromise. With respect to Dinim Deraisa, we pass in Ein Breira, with respect to Dinim Rabbon, we pass in Yesh Breira. So in this case, the man gives a get, and he says the get should take effect 5 minutes, Shachas, Kodim Isasi. So since the two alternatives are the get is chal, the question is whether now or later, So you don't say, you don't know when he's going to die. You won't know till later that the get was chal 5 minutes ago. You can't say the get was chal when he dies. That's saying get lahamisa. So you say he wants to get to be chal moments, 5 minutes before he dies. So that'll only be in his barer
after
he dies lamafreya. So that's called, that's the issue of brera. So get is a din deraisa. So we pass the name brera. So the get is not chal at all over there.
So it means that it.
The last 5 minutes is staying with the
wife,
even though
he's married.
So he's
a nisa
yichud
for 5 minutes.
That's not.
We hope the chevre kaddisha by the chesidim of Makbe that you have a minion b'shas itzias neshama.
Oh, so you have.
We hope they'll have other people there. We're hoping by the end the chevre kaddisha will be there, so they'll solve the problem of yichud. Okay. We hope we'll take care of that.
It doesn't have to be a shkimmer. Anybody could say that I'll give you a get. He has a brother-in-law who a brother that he doesn't care for, and he loves it. He says, "I'm giving you now a get."
Okay.
And also,
anybody can give it, but the din is whoever gives it is no good. Good. We pass an embryo, so it's no good. Such a get is no good.
Why is that different? He gives a get. If I don't come back within 30 days, then the get should be chal.
If he doesn't come back, then he wants to get to be chal me'achshav. So I know the minute that it's chal. The question is yes or no.
Yeah.
That's not brera. When the question is yes or no, that is not brera. Here the question is it now or later? That's tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if the question is the yes get is chal, the question is when is it chal? Is it chal now? Is it chal later? Yeah. Says yes and yes. So that's a tonight. That's not the valid because it's not dumi the tonight got him the ruven. That's what we call brera, a tanai that's not similar to
yeah,
no.
It'll be mavura later.
It'll be mavura later than mafreya. Right.
It's very
true.
It's
not
exactly the same.
Not at all the same. The Gemara macht at tzushtel, you can dingzach.
Yeah.
That's what Taisis points out, you can dingzach on a lot of these tzushtel. Taisis proves halacha lemaisa that there are tanoim and amaroim who don't hold from all these equations. That all the topics of Breyer are not necessarily identical. This is already not identical.
So if it's a Mafreya, then it would be Chal, but she wouldn't be allowed to be with him.
No, that's not the point.
If he wants to get to be Chal now,
right.
Then there's a problem of Yichud.
Yeah. Yichud, so that, but that's all that.
And if he wants it to be Chal,
it would be Chal.
He gets it would be Chal, yeah. But if he says, if he wants to solve the problem of Yichud, he says, let it be Chal after I die. That's no good, ain't get lahamis. And he says, let it be chal a minute before I die, then it's the problem of brera. Because we don't know when it's a minute before he dies till after he dies, then you can look back in retrospect.
It's nobody's hands there to be mevorer when the minute before was. It's the Rebbein Shlom sense.
It would be chal, but she wouldn't be allowed to be with him.
No, that's not the point.
If he wants to get to be chal now,
right.
Then there's a problem of Yichud.
Yeah.
Yichud, so that, but that's all that.
And if he wants it to be chal,
it would be chal.
It gets to be chal, yeah. But if he says, if he wants to solve the problem of Yichud, he says, let it be chal after I die. That's no good, ain't get lahamis. And he says, let it be chal a minute before I die, then it's the problem of brera. Because we don't know when it's a minute before he dies till after he dies, then you can look back in retrospect.
So that's a machlokes. It's nobody's hands there to be mevorer when the minute before was. It's the Rebbein Shlom sense. So there's no.
So that's called Toyle Bedas Acherim. That's called Toyle Bedas Acherim. That's where Rashi says, why is he Toyle Bedas Acherim? Because he leaves it up to the one, the Rebbein Shlom, he says. Avahacha. What does Rashi write a lashon? He's leaving it up to the one who is in charge of everybody's life and death. Here, Rashi writes on the narrow lines. V'tola hatanai b'das misha meisa v'chayov tuluyim b'yado. He leaves it up to the Eibishter who controls Malach HaMoves or the Rebbein Shlom, whatever. He leaves it up to the other people, other individuals to determine. Huh? Chayov. Yeah, the Rebbein Shlom. Yeah. So that's called an issue of brere v'tola b'das acherim. Tola b'das acherim.
When you told me you used to go away or Taylor used to go away, it's
right there.
If I don't come back within 3 months or 2 months, and what happens if he comes back, he can take it there after death?
Sure he does.
Yeah.
So the same thing as the person who is sick, he says, 1 minute for that, something gets better, and after them get into the rest.
How about that? If he gets better, there's ice.
So therefore, there's not really a death.
He
can break it up at any time.
But remember, he wants to get to be chal 5 minutes before he dies.
He's
still alive. He's still alive.
Yes, because he gets the barai, he can tear it up if he wants to.
Let's say I say, the get should be chal tomorrow. I can back out before tomorrow comes. So here I say, I want to get to Bichal 5 minutes before I die. So calls mom that I'm not holding within the 5 minutes before I die, I can always back out.
It's not a get. Why? It's like a dirty check.
We pass in halacha, it's not a good get. Halacha lemaisa, we pass in no good because we pass in
like
brayer.
But if you hold
yesh brayer, it is good. So here, Rabbi Yudin, the Mishnah quotes the same Rabbi Yudin. The same Tana Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi. Stam Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi. The same Tana Rabbi Yudah, whose Shita appears there in the Mishnah in Demai. And Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, they all say no good because Pashup Shat, they embrayer. Here Rabbi Yudah says, Mahi bi Yosim Hayomim. What's the status of the wife? When Ozmi gave a guess and he wants to get to Bichal an hour before he dies, so what's the status of the wife? What did he mean? Did he mean that in the event that I should die, the get should be chal retroactively me'achshav, so then it's going to be in violation of yichud all along? Or did he mean he wants to get to bichal a minute before he dies? So Rabbi Yudah holds ma'hi bi'oisim ayamim, what's the status of the woman? Let's say if her husband is a kohen, is she permitted to continue eating truma? Because we assume what he meant was that the get should be chal 5 minutes before he dies, so she's still married to the kohen. It is mutter to have yichud with his wife because he only meant that the get should be chal shachas kaidim isos. So Rabbi Yudah says yes. Harei ki eish esish l'chol devareha. What he meant to say, he said as often as I'm odna losh, and he doesn't say harei zegitach shachas kaidim isos. If he would have said that, we would know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He says harei zegitach me'achshav im mati. What does that mean? Harei zegitach me'achshav im mati. So what is that? Everybody's going to die. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says that's what that lashon means. Me'achshav imati means shachas kaidim isasi. So Kolzman up until the shachas kaidim isasi, up until 5 minutes before he dies, harei keishishish l'chol devareha. She's permitted to eat truma if she's married to a kohen, and there's no ister yichud, there's no problem. Ulechimayis, and when he dies, it'll be loyim l'chol afreila. 5 minutes ago, the get was chal. Why? Because you hold yesh brera.
Yeah.
If you hold Dame Brayer, the Gemara assumes it wouldn't work because you don't know when the 5 minutes before he dies have arrived until after he dies. After he dies, the get can't be chal.
Yeah.
So he's saying that it's chal of Afreya, it's igloi muslim Afreya, the 5 minutes ago the get was chal. So the Gemara says, right, the Mishnah says he says mayachshav. So the Gemara there in Gittin, Tosis quotes the whole thing, they fill it in. So the Tosis mahi be'yosam ayam, and fills you in on the Gemara. So the Gemara interprets that what he meant with that expression me'achshav im mati, he didn't mean me'achshav. He says me'achshav. So there's an issa yichud.
He doesn't care about yichud.
No, Afrumi Yidi is worried about yichud. He is worried about yichud. So when he says me'achshav im mati, he didn't mean that. What he really meant was shachas kaidim isasi. And then Rabbi Yudah holds that it's good. Rabbi Yudah holds that it's good is obviously based on the assumption that yesh brera. How can it be yesh brera? Rabbi Yudah is the one who holds a brera. So the Gemara says, so it's a raya that only if it's toda b'das atzmo a brera. I say, I'm going to have to make up my mind. I didn't make up my mind yet. You didn't make up your mind to take the chnish. But if you say, I made up my mind, just it hasn't been determined, so it's going to be determined by somebody else. So toda b'das achem, the Gemara says, so you see that Rav is wrong. Rav said it does make a difference. Tayla b'das atzmo, toda b'das achem, and then said, that's Rav Mishar, she is kash.
Yeah.
He's not the one who's
not
giving the guess. The door is unlocked is also yichud. Yeah. Unless the door is unlocked in a hotel and everybody has a right to walk into the front lobby. A pesach pasuach v'shus harabim, there's no issa yichud, means if people have the right to come in. But in my apartment, people don't come in even when the door is locked. Sometimes we leave the door open the whole night, no one comes in. Nobody comes in. They know they can't come in.
How is
he allowed to eat truma? Taisis touches it up a little bit. This din is quote. This we don't have such a complicated thing by get, but we have such a case. Let's say a man. I have 9 children. So I have sons and daughters. So when I'm going to die, so the halacha says only the sons get the Yerusha. My 3 sons are going to divide all the money that I have, the $3 million that I'm going to have when I die. So my 3 sons are going to get, I don't have a pchor because my oldest is a daughter. So the 3 sons are going to get $1 million each and the daughter is going to walk away with nothing. So today it's a very uncomfortable feeling that the daughter should get nothing. So the Ramah quotes already in Shulchan Aruch from the Rishonim, that they used to have a practice to make kinyonim, that the father makes a kinyon and he's obligating himself to give the daughters a chelek chatzi zochah, to give in the days of the Rishonim that was satisfactory. And to give each daughter a share as if she were a half of a son. Today maybe they want equal to a son, whatever it is. So how do you do that? You make a hischaivus. Yeah. So let's say my wife is going to be left with nothing, so she's going to get the ksuba. The ksuba is bupkis. So all the $3 million are going to go to my three sons. My wife is going to get nothing. So usually the husband wants to give everything to his wife. So in Dina the Machusa, the wife gets the whole Yerusha, but Dina the Machusa doesn't apply to Yerusha. Dina Machusa only applies when one of the parties involved is an Achri. If everybody involved is a Yid, so the Dina Machusa doesn't apply. So the sons get, and the wife only gets the ksuba, so she left with nothing. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says the husband can be Meshabed himself to the wife. So let's say, by the time I die, I don't think that I will have more than $3 million. I don't think I'll have $1 million. Okay. So let's say, I don't think I'll have more than the $3 million that my three sons are going to divide $1 million each. So let me make a hischaivus now with my wife. I obligate myself to give my wife $4 million. So when I die, the three sons are going to divide the Yerusha, then she'll come and collect everything because I owed her $4 million. So she'll clean up more. I obligate myself to my wife at death in excess of the amount. Yeah, that's wonderful. What if one fine day we become secret with each other and she comes and she collects all the money? We're going to get divorced and she's going to clean me up because I gave her a document that gives her the right to collect the $4 million. I obligate myself to give my wife $3 million a minute before I die. I'm shaving myself to give my wife $4 million in excess of what I think I'll have. Shachas kaidem isasi. So that would have been a good solution if the din would have been yesh brera. But we paskin b'deraisa ein brera. So take dachnish. And he doesn't want to say I obligate myself mayachshav $3 million. What if later on it turns out that he doesn't have a happy marriage and she's going to go collect the $4 million? She'll take all the money that he has. So there are more days out of this. So he says you should say like this. Let's say I borrow $1,000 from somebody. So I owe the money, but it's not collectible right away. I borrowed $1,000, and all of my property, you have a lien on all of my property is meshubit, but it's only collectible in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years, whatever. We give his mana piron. So the Ramot gives this etzer. Husband wants to obligate himself to his wife $4 million in excess of the full amount that he thinks that he'll ever earn before he dies. He wants to obligate himself to each one of the daughters. Let's say he calculates, he thinks he may have so much money at the time of death, and if he'll divide it among all the 9 children, it'll be so much. So he's meshabbing himself to each one of the 6 daughters, so much money, whatever. $250,000 to each one of the daughters, and that'll turn out to be roughly the amount that he wants. Good. So the Rambam says, if he's meshabbed, take it from me, that's it. Each daughter, he's meshabbed $250,000. So they'll clean him out now. They'll say, we want the money. And they'll walk away. He doesn't want them to collect the money. No. If he says, I'm a Shabbat myself, Lach HaMoisi, there's no Kinyan Lach HaMoisi. If he says, I'm a Shabbat, Shachas Kaidim Isasi, Zain Brera. So how do you solve the problem? So the Ramos says, he should say like this, I'm a Shabbat myself now, take it from Miyad, $4 million to my wife. And if she dies before me, I'm a Shabbat, each one of the 6 daughters, $250,000. But it should only be collectible, Shachas Kaidim Isasi. So the shibud is meyachshav, so that's not an issue of breira. But this mana piroin, that's already an issue of breira. I tagdach vaitanish, as vaitarei breira. So the Ramah quotes that Ran in the Dorim, that long gigantic Ran, where the Ran gets involved with the breira story. So the Ran says, when do we paskin la'alocha ein breira? That's if you want to use breira on the ikar of the thing. I'm going to use Breira to determine which drops of wine became truma. I'm going to use Breira to say when the get is chal. I'm going to use Breira to say when the chiyuv is chal. But the chiyuv is chal now, it's just the Breira is to determine when the zman apiroin is. That's a crucial issue, but that's not the major issue. The major issue is when the hischaivus is. So if it's only an aspect of the chalois, even if it's an important aspect, so then there are more paskos like the Ran, the Breira is Breira. So that picks up in Chayshe Mishpat. Yeah, that's the law in Chayshe Mishpat.
When the get is, so you can determine when the get will be given to the wife. So therefore, the get is get, but she get when she gets it, then she gets the divorce.
They assume not.
They similar like the.
It's Akasha, but they assume not.
It's only by money. She has to say a peru and.
No, they say the moment of the chalos get, that's the most crucial thing. That's like determining whether the get is going to be for this wife or for that wife. So when the get is chal is also the most crucial. You can't say brera. And on the Shas Chalois Achiyuv, that's ain't brera. But on the Zman of the Gviyah, when does the other party have a right to collect? And that you have a right to say Yeshber. So that's the Psak and the Ramot. That's if a person wants to beat the system and they recommend that one should make such an arrangement. Otherwise it's going to be a Machlaikis among the children. There's always a Machlaikis about Yerusha. So in order to avoid the Machlaikis, he should give the daughters also, give the wife whatever he wants
to get. And if I don't know, give it to my wife 5 minutes before I die.
No, but they may not know when 5 minutes is. It's a myth.
So they sit next to him, whatever it is. If, you know,
that's no problem. That's no problem. We're afraid they may guess wrong. Yeah. So way too late, and then they'll think he has not another day to go, then I'll die too early. Take nothing. She wants to solve that problem. Wants to solve that problem. Okay, we're still left off in the middle. We'll have to continue next week.
Prayer. We still have prayer. We don't break the prayer.
In this week's Sedra, the Pasuk has the famous din of Shor HaNiskal. The din is that a Shor Shoharag HaSa'adam is Chayiv Skila, even if it kills the first time. That's a Tam. The first 3 times that it kills an Adam, it's a Tam. And the 4th time on, it's called a Mu'ar. So the first 3 times, the Shor is Chayiv Skila, but the Baal HaShor doesn't have to pay Kofer. And if the Shor kills the 4th time, then the Baal HaShor has to pay Kofer. As a matter of fact, Akasha, we killed the Shor already the first time.
Yeah,
so how did we get to kill the second time? He says he ran away. He ran away. So the Pasuk says, HaShor Yisokel, you have to give Skila to the Shor. V'lo Yeochel Es Besaray, and you're not allowed to eat the flesh. U'Baal HaShor Nochi. The Baal HaShor is not Chayiv Mi, so he doesn't have to pay Kofer. The 4th time on, he has to pay Kofer. So the Gemara has a discussion on the expression, V'lo Yeochel Es Besaray. You're not allowed to eat the flesh. Why does it say Es? So Chazal have a drash in Bava Kama. Es is always a ribui. Gemara says the Tanoim used to drash in every yes. Then they came to the pasuk Es Hashem Lakecha Tirim. What can they be marbe? Then Rabbi Kiva says it does. Every yes is marbe something. We assume that it's a valid drash. So here also it says Es Besara Es Atofel Besarai. The Rabbi says Haor. The Basar is the flesh.
The hide.
And even the hide, which you can't eat, is not inedible, is also also
Hanor.
You can't say also Bachila. It's inedible, it's also Banor. So the Basar and the Yor are also Banor. So the Lashon HaGemara is, Es HaTofel L'Psoroi, the thing that's toffled to the flesh, the Hainu, the Or, the hide. So the Maharami Prague writes in one of his Svarim on explaining Drosh's Chazal, that just like over here, the S means Es HaTofel L'Psoroi, so too in that other famous pasuk that it says Es Hashem Alakecha Tira, that's the din of Yirah Shamayim. So the Gemara says they didn't know what to do with the word S. Shimon Ham
Sinei,
Yisra Darshan from Bereishis. Es Hashemayim Esorat Zidarshan Oli Esen, till it got deep into the middle of Dvarim, Es Hashem Alakecha Tira. I think it's in Dvarim somewhere, no? So it says he didn't know what can be Marbe S, so he stopped. And he said, "Is a raya that all the yesim don't mean anything. You can't darshan anything. Just like the word es can't be marb anything here. There's only Hashem Echad. There's only one God. You can't be marb anything to have mayrif from anybody else like a kodesh baruch." So he realized all the yesim, all the drashas are wrong. Ashebar Rabbi Akiva v'limin es l'rabbis talmid ha-chachamim. That mayr rabbach k'mayr shemayim. So the Maharami Prague writes, just like the drasha here, es b'sarai refers to es hatafel b'sarai. S means something that's tofel to the thing that's mentioned. So there also, S l'rabbis talmid ha-chachamim, because we assume the talmid ha-chachamim are tofel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We assume that one who learns Torah is going to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than one who doesn't learn Torah. We assume that learning Torah gives a person a glimpse of Elokus. The Torah is not merely a collection of halachas. The Torah is supposed to be, Rashi writes on this sedra, that the Torah is called the Moshal HaKadmoni. It's Mishalo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Kadmoni Shel Olam. It's a photograph, the Chavetz Chaim writes, like a photograph for Laz. It's a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a description of Elokus. So we assume that the We assume if a person is learning Torah, a person has Yirah Shamayim and is learning Torah, sometimes it doesn't always work. There are many Yotzim Min HaKlal. But we assume, as Mara Gemara, we would assume that the more learned an individual is, so the more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he will be. So that's why we darshan Es Hashem Lokechati or the Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, we assume that they're the closest to the Shechina that you can get. That's unfortunate. We live in a generation that we see it's not necessarily so. It was always not necessarily so. But Zman HaGemara also. The Gemara has laid him in Gittin. There was a character who lived in the days of the Amoraim by the name of Gneva. Yeah. That was his name. His name was Gneva. And he was a big Talmid Chacham. So when he walked by, they refused to stand up. The Amoraim didn't want to stand up. He said he's a Bal Machloikis. He was a maneuver. He knew how to learn well, but he had miserable meters. And he wasn't a Yirei Shamayim, and he wasn't a Medaktik the Mitzvahs. It was in all the generations they had. And in the days of the Tanaim, they also had. It's not a Chiddush in our generation. It was always so. There were unfortunately many people who were learned, but the learning didn't bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara assumes that under normal circumstances, that's what should be. That a person who's more learned will be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be tougher. And that's why they made the drasha Es, L'Rabbis Tamecha, means Es HaTofel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the closest thing that you can get to God. It's supposed to be a Talmud Chacham.
What is the pshat of the Talmud?